Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is season 6 episode 15 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we begin our study of this week's Come Follow Me material, studying in May the 27th to June the 2nd, Mosiah chapters 25 to 28. Today we're going to complete Mosiah 25. It's not actually covered if you look at the Come Follow Me manual in terms of the specific recommendations of what to study, but I do want to try and work a bit more on covering as much of the materials as we can for the week. So I'm going to cover Mosiah 25 quickly, and then we'll go into Mosiah chapter 26. So Mosiah 25, we have the people of King Limhi with Ammon delivered from the Lamanites. We have the people of Alma who were in the wilderness delivered from the Lamanites, and they all gathered together in the land of Zarahemla with the people who either were Mulekites before the Nephites came and found them in Zarahemla and joined them, or the Nephites that were originally Nephites. Basically, a whole collection of different people, all under the name of Nephi, in Zarahemla. And it talks about how there's these different groups that come together and how they were all under this Nephite nation now. And in verse 5 it says, "And it came to pass that Mosiah did read and cause to be read the records of Zeniff to his people. Yea, he read the records of the people of Zeniff from the time they left the land of Zarahemla until they returned again. And he also read the account of Alma and his brethren and all their afflictions from the time they left the land of Zarahemla until the time they returned again." So basically what King Mosiah does is he reads what we've just read in Mosiah, which I suppose is why all of this is under the name of the Book of Mosiah, because a lot of it is what he read to his people. And it basically, the thought of this, of King Mosiah doing this, was to help teach the people about a number of things. First of all, in verse 10, "When they thought of the immediate goodness of God and his power in delivering Alma and his brethren out of the hands of the Lamanites and of bondage, they did raise their voices and give thanks to God. And again, when they thought upon the Lamanites, who were their brethren, of their sinful and polluted state, they were filled with pain and anguish for the welfare of their souls. And it came to pass that those who were the children of Amulon and his brethren, who had taken to wife the daughters of the Lamanites, were displeased with the conduct of their fathers, and they would no longer be called by the names of their fathers. Therefore they took upon themselves the name of Nephi, that they might be called the children of Nephi, and be numbered among those who were called Nephites." There's just a number of purposes of Mosiah for sharing the account of what we've just read, because it was important lessons in there for all the people, to bring them closer in unity as a people. And then he brings forward Alma to speak to the people, who of course has the authority to baptize, as we have seen, and he teaches the gospel to the people. Now don't forget, these are people who, you know, certainly the people who were under King Benjamin, they had made a covenant to be named a people of Christ, but they hadn't received baptism, it seems, presumably because it was felt that they did not have the authority to do so. But Alma goes forward and baptizes as many that did believe into the church, and they establish churches in the land. And this is a great time when the Spirit is with the people. In fact, in verse 24 it says, "And they were called the people of God, and the Lord did pour out his Spirit upon them, and they were blessed and prospered in the land." So we see here that there is a great movement to be called or to join the Church of Christ and to be named under the name of Christ. In fact, in verse 23, "And it came to pass that whosoever were desirous to take upon them the name of Christ or of God, they did join the churches of God." So we see that there is a great conversion in the land to the gospel. And we have here this point that this group of people, in a majority, were identified as such. But of course, in verse 1 of Mosiah 26, we start to see the problems taking place. "Now it came to pass that there were many of the rising generation that could not understand the words of King Benjamin. Being little children at the time, he spake unto his people, and they did not believe the tradition of their fathers." And this brings us to what can be a sensitive and delicate subject for many members of the church, and that is when their children grow up and become their own individuals, when perhaps some may not keep the faith, as it were. Elder Robert D. Hale said, quote, "An equally important part of fulfilling our parental duty to God is teaching our children the gospel and preparing them to participate fully in the Saviour's restored church. Remember the lesson of King Benjamin's people. As a result of his teachings, many of the adults had a mighty change of heart. But then it says there were many of the rising generation that could not understand the words of King Benjamin, and their hearts were hardened." Close quote. Of course, this underlines to us the importance of teaching the gospel in the home. This is why Come Follow Me and the approach of a home-centered, church-supported program is such an important one. We live in a world where our children, or indeed just children in general, are given so many ways in which to be influenced in so many different directions. And these can be in, you know, in innocent ways, but they can quickly turn into more malicious, more divisive ways. I think that what we have been blessed with in the era that we have with technology and being able to share things at a click of a button is wonderful. It has great potential for power and good, but it can also equally pull away at different directions. And let's not forget, when we look at our own lives, are there things, or is there time that we're using that could be spent doing more productive things that is being spent looking at or being distracted by other good things? It is the same with our children. There are many good things that they're being distracted with. It doesn't have to be necessarily wicked or evil things they're being distracted by, but some good things they can be easily distracted by and not develop that faith that will last them in this generation. And we see in verse 4, "And they would not be baptized, neither would they join the church. They were a separate people as to their faith, and remained so ever after, even in their carnal and sinful state, for they would not call upon the Lord their God." This is just not just an apathetic turning away in unsurety. This is a deliberate choice of turning away from faith and choosing not to call upon the Lord their God. This is an important reminder to us that even if we have a strength of faith, or if we feel that our faith is in a decent place, we still need to make sure that we are encouraging others to build their faith and to move forward with that. Of course, even if we teach our children with great love and attention and care and diligence, it does not always mean that they will always make that choice to stay in the gospel either. And this is, you know, where this is, starts to get complicated. Because, of course, there are wonderful individuals that I know whose children have turned away from the gospel. And that's not because they were not a great example of love and of the Saviour and didn't teach their children, but just because their children chose to not go down that path. And of course, it will cause a great amount of heartache for those parents. But I suppose in this world that we're living in now, we need to look at what Alma and his people did, Alma the old elder. Now, there were some people who were brought forward by the people to Alma, and he took them to King Mosiah. But the reality is, there was iniquities that they were taking part in willfully and not trying to repent and not trying to improve themselves. But they necessarily weren't crimes as such. And King Mosiah says in verse 12 to Alma, "Behold, I judge them not, therefore I deliver them into thy hands to be judged." And this is, of course, a great source of difficulty for Alma, because he's not had to deal with something like this before. And I love kind of his approach and what he does about this. So we'll study that in more detail tomorrow. But thank you so much for joining with us today. And please do join us as we continue through the rest of our study of this section of the Come Follow Me this week. Until we meet again.